Tour de France fans were hoping that this year's race would go off without any allegations of doping, but an ex-cyclist came forward Thursday to allege that Michael Rasmussen of Denmark, who now wears the front runner's yellow jersey, once asked him to carry a pair of cycling shoes on a flight to Italy, only to discover that the shoebox contained illegal drugs. Charles Pelkey of the cycling magazine Velo News broke the story of how Mr. Rasmussen allegedly tried to trick Whitney Richards.
Sure enough, a box appeared on Mr. Richards' front stoop, and a couple of days later, as he was packing up his stuff, he decided that the box was too big and it was simply a pair of shoes, so he was going to throw the box away and just throw the shoes into his stuff. At that point, he opened it up and it wasn't a pair of shoes. There were 14 silver Mylar bags with the brand name BioPure on them. And he called a friend of his. They opened the packages, examined them, and decided to pour it down the sink.
This happened in 2002. Why didn't he say anything then?
Actually, he did. He approached me in June of that year and told me the story, but asked that it all be kept off the record and that the names be kept confidential. And I respected that. It would have stayed at that, except that this week, on Monday, the rest day, Rasmussen held a press conference. And one of the questions at that press conference regarded Bjarne Riis, the 1996 winner of the Tour de France. He's since confessed to having doped at that point. Rasmussen made a remark saying that at least people could trust him. And at that point, Whitney Richards said he was really upset by the implication.
I have to tell you, just from the outside, the part of the story that just sounds a little incredible is that somebody would ask someone to bring that kind of thing across an international line for him. I mean,
yeah, indeed. I think so. And I think that that speaks to the psychology that often accompanies doping and the abuse of performance-enhancing substances. I think that it speaks of the willingness of people to pull out all the stops in order to win.
Thursday, the Danish Cycling Federation decided to kick Mr. Rasmussen off that country's national team. Is this the reason?
No, it's not. The decision by the Danish national team was related to Rasmussen's failure to keep them fully apprised of his whereabouts in the off season. There's a fairly rigorous demand for most athletes in Olympic sports, and cycling falls within those auspices, to keep their whereabouts in the off season and when they're not competing so they can be available for out of competition testing.
But Michael Rasmussen, to the best of your knowledge, has never tested positive for any illicit substance. And even if you have two witnesses who say they saw this kind of stuff in a Mylar bag, there is nobody who has what I guess we'd call positive evidence that he actually used it.
That's true. Unfortunately, there's been ample evidence over the history of the sport that even with rigorous testing, there are ways to defeat those tests. The U.S. Anti-Doping Agency and the World Anti-Doping Agency have taken those things into account, and they're beginning to accept as evidence things other than adverse analytical findings from the laboratory.
Charles Pelkey speaking with us from the studios of Wyoming Public Radio. Thank you very much.
Thank you.